Welcome back to the Finnsiders, getting ready for Sunday's home game against the Buffalo Bills. Very happy to welcome wide receiver Mike Wallace. What's your comfort level right now with this offense? I mean, that's something fans and media, they're always kicking it around. How are you feeling at this point?
I feel pretty good. I think every single day we get more and more comfortable with each other, myself in the offense, everybody on the offense. So I think we're growing every day, and I feel pretty good right now. But, you know, it's a process.
What about the comfort level with the quarterback, Ryan Tannehill?
Same thing, growing every day. I think we had a really, really good week of practice. We were on the same page the whole week, so hopefully it translates into the game.
I think some of us, and I'm guilty of this, we maybe downplayed the importance of the new wide receiver coming in and getting on the same page as the quarterback. I remember all summer I was like, they'll get it. I'm not worried about it. But like, you can kind of see it is a process, and it is something that has to be worked on.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I played with the same guy for 4 years, so just coming with a different quarterback, different style, just two totally different people. So one guy is more of a timing guy, which is Ryan. He's a traditional drop back passer. Ben is a playground type of player, so it's a little bit different playing with a guy who's not really going off of timing. He just feels the game and plays like that. But Ryan, he has a clock in his head, and he wants to get the ball out in a certain amount of time.
Ben is a freelancer. I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah, he's running around back there. He's buying time. He's just keeping the play alive. Does that about as well as anybody out there. Ryan said something recently, too, which I thought was interesting, and maybe it's common sense to a guy who plays in the NFL, but for the rest of us, and he goes, hey, practice isn't necessarily the best place to work on all that stuff. It's hard because you're not necessarily going full speed all the time in practice.
Yeah, that's true. I think training camp is the time for it, but you only get so many days in training camp, and there's a lot of different things. They have a lot more guys, so you're not going to get as many reps as you like to in training camp. And like he says now, you're not really going against the number one guys on defense. We're going against the scout team. So it's not exactly the look, you know, that you really want all the time. So the time is going to be a little bit different than in the football game.
All these kinds of things get better with time, and we've had some time now. Bye week, finally getting back out there on Sunday as we talk to Mike Wallace. Looking forward to getting back out on the field?
Oh, for sure. Can't wait to get out there. It's been 2 weeks. We excited. We lost our last game out, so we're anxious to get out there and redeem ourselves.
What have you seen from the Buffalo defense?
I think they're a physical team. They have a really good defensive line. They have a linebacker, middle linebacker, who had 22 tackles last week, which is crazy. So we have to definitely keep an eye on him, stop Mario Williams and Darius on the edges. And, you know, on the back end, they have some really physical guys. They have one of the best safeties in the football league. And
Bird.
And Jarius Bird. So we just have to make plays. You know, it's going to come down to the guys on the outside. Because of the style of defense that they play, we just have to be ready and make plays when they come.
Pouncey and Darius know each other real well from the SEC days now, obviously the AFC East days. And then Alonzo, the middle linebacker, he and Deion Jordan, roommates at Oregon. So they got all kinds of connections going on right now. Yeah, you got to get the intel from Deion, find out how to get at him. You had a great line earlier this week. You were talking about the running game, getting it going, and you're ready to go out there and block.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll knock a guy out or two. I don't want to find, though. So
No. You got to be clean hits. Smart. Yeah, you got to be smart about how important is it for this offense to get the running game going right now?
It's very important. You can't have a one-dimensional offense. It's just not going to work. You can't just throw the ball every single play. Guys are going to just pin their ears back and rush in that situation. So you have to keep them off balance. We have to be able to run the football. That's the only way to win football games.
People love talking about adjustments, and obviously running the ball more is maybe part of that. Is this offense moving forward, whether it's this Sunday or just in general, is it going to look different, you think, to fans than what we saw the first 5 weeks, or it pretty much is what it is?
I think it is what it is. I think we just have to do a better job of running it. You know, us blocking on the outsides and the running backs making reads and cuts. So, you know, I don't think you want to get it too far into trying to switch things up. You just have to stick to what you do, be confident in it, and just make it work, execute.
Talking to Mike Wallace, that's the key word we always hear at execute. What's your comfort level with moving around, you know, different places? Everybody always wants to talk about that.
I feel pretty good. Even though we don't move, we call the plays to, you know, both sides. So even though I stay on one side, I still get the same exact plays as the opposite side. We just flip the plays sometimes. So it really wouldn't make a difference if I moved to the opposite side. You know, you would get a different matchup sometimes. But as far as the plays go, it's the same exact plays. So it really wouldn't matter.
What about inside, outside, that kind of thing? Does it matter to you at all?
I know the inside position as well. So I never really played on the inside, but I get in there sometimes. I like it. It's fun.
You get a little more space,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you get a little bit more space on some plays, but then on other plays it's a little bit more condensed. But I think I can do a pretty good job in the slot, but that's not really, you know, what I – what they want me to do. So, you know, that's not really my role. So I'm an outside receiver. I always have been. But, you know, I would like to get in the slot for a couple plays.
All right, I like that. A couple plays. Keep the door open on that kind of thing. Are you at a point yet through five games where you have, like, a better comfort level with some stuff as opposed to other stuff that they're asking you to do? Or is it still all developing? Or
I think, I mean, playing football is so long. Routes are routes. Players are players. It's just the terminology and just being comfortable just hearing the play and being able to play fast off of it. I think every week I'm getting better at that. I think at this point now I know the plays, I know the offense, so I'm ready to go. I'm ready to play fast and just go out and make plays.
Really good stuff. Wide receiver Mike Wallace here. A couple fan questions I got from Twitter for you. Make sure you follow Mike on Twitter, of course, at WallaceTheKid17. Defense wants to know your expectations for the rest of 2013.
Just to come out, you know, take it one game at a time. I really want is my self expectations
yeah,
of
just
team.
You can go team. Hey, nobody ever doesn't want to hear about
right?
team. There you go.
We want to go out, take it one game at a time. We want to make it to the playoffs. That's our goal. But, you know, we have to win every single time we step on the field. That's the way we look at it. It might not turn out that way, but going into the week, you always plan to win. So we just have to take it one game at a time, not get ahead of ourselves. Our expectations are to win and make it to the playoffs.
There you go. Edgar wants to know what kind of hobbies you have away from football. You had the bye week, get a little time to yourself. What's Mike Wallace doing to fill his time?
Chilling. I don't really do too much. I'm up here by myself. My family's back at home, so I don't really know too many people out here, so I pretty much just chill.
Low profile. Nothing wrong with that. Dolphin77, he wrote to me on Twitter. He says, something about your singing skills. Now, I missed on this.
Oh, yeah,
Is there something going on where you've got some pretty serious
singing
skills?
Yeah, I'm nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like record contract nice?
Yeah,
or
that's for sure. For right. sure.
You don't want to show us anything.
Nah.
No, okay, that's fair. I had to try.
Yeah.
I had to try. Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks a lot, man.
No doubt.